So before I start this video, I want to explain something to you. I had to get a really, really crappy Motel 6 motel room because I had to make this video because this video is important. We are in the middle of a war right now, and I'm going to prove this to you and show you all the receipts. Whether you decide to accept it or deny it is completely up to you. But everybody that has a platform should be putting this information out because an entire town, all of its people have been decimated and abandoned by the government. Not only has the government turned their back on them, the government that is there is trying to stop all the citizens from helping each other. That's a little bit of overreach right there, and it's going to get even worse. So here we go. If you've got a platform, you should be shining a light on this right now because the national news is not. Here we go.
We picked up a flight of pediatric medical supplies that were brought in and are going to North Asheville. We were sitting in the private portion of the airport, and we got to overhear an awful lot. The Army pilots, the Navy pilots, hospital representatives, there was a lot of chatter. While we were there, a private jet landed and four FEMA representatives got off. Four people off of a private jet. Come to find out, and you're not going to hear this, so let me tell you. Come to find out, Mission Hospital was told, a private hospital, that they are going to go ahead and be the morgue center for body recovery. All of the Army Chinook helicopters you're seeing flying overhead, they are doing body recovery. FEMA said, and you can take this as a direct quote, said that they are too tied up at the border to send any more representatives. Yeah, at the border. So anyhow, I guess border control trumps whatever's going on here. So they told Mission Hospital they are not sending refrigerated trucks so that they can stack the bodies up. And we also overheard that whatever fatality numbers you are hearing, and this is a quote, go ahead and add a couple of zeros. So FEMA's too busy with the border. A private hospital and the Army are going to take over body recovery. And private individuals with their private helicopters and their private planes are the ones who are flying in supplies. I was at Hangar 10. I was picking up supplies. There was a stack for the Cajun Navy. There was a stack that looked like it was ASPCA. These are all being sent by private individuals. FEMA is doing nothing. Go ahead and share that.
Husband left their home, came back the next day and found they had 15 cats, 5 dogs, and a father-in-law, and found them all dead except for 4 cats. And the story was hard to hear. But it's the look in her eyes that I can't forget. Last night, somebody was at the river and just looking at the destruction and cars upside down and saw Halloween costumes floating down a river. And then she saw faces and realized they weren't costumes. She said, I've seen bodies and I'm not okay with that. And then somebody called and said, when is somebody gonna come collect all the bodies that have piled up along the embankment of the river? And then a man called saying, I need 911 at my house. And somebody said, why? Are you okay? And he said, yes, I'm okay. But I opened my front door and there are several bodies in my front yard.
You deserve to hear this. I'm a truck driver, all right? I have a 53-foot step deck. I've been trucking for about 2.5 years. I have a YouTube channel. You can verify that on Babyline Hotshot. Usually in a disastrous situation, it is payday for truckers. We look for that hurricane. We look for that ice storm. There's generators coming to you. There's stuff coming out of military bases. There is excavators, skid steers, bulldozers, tree trimming equipment, pumps, like water pumps to pump water out of places that have been flooded. There's no loads on the load board coming to you within 125 miles of Asheville. It's called Truck Stop. This is where I find all my loads. Chicago, Illinois, up at the top. Within 250 miles of Chicago is where I'm going to pick up. The second is the destination. So it goes origin, destination. Watch. See? Drop-off location. Let's do city. North Carolina. Click it. Boom. All right. These are all $1.40 a mile loads, $1.39. That was posted yesterday. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing. These are loads that you wouldn't even, nobody's taking them. They're just on the load board. They've been on there since yesterday. You can see, right? Let's type in a different city. That's from Chicago. Maybe Tennessee, maybe Nashville is closer and they'd send resources from Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, within 250 miles of Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina, within 125 miles. Let's see, that's it. That's all the loads. That's all the loads that are 28,000 pounds in load. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, what the hell's going on here? I had brokers call me and tell me, Stu, have you seen any loads going to Asheville or like anywhere around the Carolinas, South Carolina, Georgia? Is there any like FEMA loads? There's none. Zero. He's been a broker for 6 years. And he's talking to other brokers. They're saying the same thing.
Good morning. It's Wednesday after Helene here in North Carolina, just south of Asheville. And I still have no power and no water. I have occasional cell signal and I've got my Starlink. I wanted to take a few moments to discuss some things that I've seen online and through the press that I find bothersome, because my experience here on the ground is different than the experience that's being espoused by our leaders. Immediately after the storm, I was able to use my cell phone. I have one of those. It told me that there were open routes out of the Asheville area all the way to Charlotte. Monday, I was able to drive down to South Carolina just fine. Thank you very much. I was able to gas up and get some food. On Saturday, I was able to get into Asheville. I have a two-wheel drive vehicle. I do not possess helicopters or giant military bulldozers or bridge layers. Just a two-wheel drive vehicle, and I got into Asheville. It took me 6 hours. I had to care because I was going in to help people. I'm not quite sure how a government that has the biggest military on the planet can't figure it out. I'm not quite sure why that same government that has all the information gathering techniques that it has and satellites is telling people there's still no way to get into the area.
Oh, I hope not. Oh, we're going to go up in the air. We have to, guys.
We were not warned.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Get in the house.
Give you an understanding of the devastation we're dealing with here. Chimney Rock's gone. Flying Bridge's gone. And the road's gone.
Everything on the farm drowned. Couldn't get everything out. We managed to save one horse.
Leaving comments of, oh, why didn't they evacuate? Da, 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 da. I don't think you comprehend
how quickly this happened. And these areas have never flooded like this before.
I don't think I've ever seen
downtown Boone flood like this. Look at that.
We have one way in and one way out. How are we supposed to flee if and when that bridge goes? It took our bridge. It took our driveway.
The amount of bridges that are out, the amount of landlocked, stranded people is unbelievable. Guys with me that have done it 30 years, and they've never seen anything like this.
It's been an incredibly apocalyptic weekend for all of us here.
The news is not even coming close to catching the true devastation. There are bodies that are floating down the river. Babies.
They literally watched multiple neighbors die. One was hit by a tree. Others were washed away. Literally, the house was floating away with people in it. They are in shock. They are traumatized.
It's not enough. What is being done is not enough.
There's still plenty of people completely unaccounted for. Keep these locals in your prayers.
Now, before I present all the information and all the receipts to verify the information I'm going to show you, let's first discuss what is a hurricane and how they're formed. That's a hurricane. Notice it? It's out in the middle of the ocean. How are they formed? Hurricanes being formed as tropical disturbances in areas of the ocean that are warmer with temperatures of at least 80 degrees Fahrenheit. These disturbances are because of low pressure caused by the warm sea. If the ocean temperature continues rising, a storm forms. The speed of the storm may vary, but when it reaches 38 miles, it becomes a tropical depression. The tropical depression gradually develops into a tropical storm and acquires a name when it reaches wind speeds of 39 miles an hour. When the storm sustains wind speeds of 74 miles an hour, it's declared a hurricane. Hurricanes produce a staggering amount of energy by absorbing the moist and warm ocean air and releasing it through condensation during thunderstorms. Hurricanes revolve around a calm, low-pressure center, or the eye, that can be 20 to 30 miles wide. The spinning part of the hurricane is known as the eye wall, and it's responsible for the strong winds and rain. This is a map, as you can see, and Asheville, North Carolina, is at 2,200 plus feet above sea level. So it's up there. It's almost a half a mile above sea level. And it's also a 6 hour and 29 minute or 398 mile drive away from the ocean. I don't care what new science has to say. Science has shown that the reason we get hurricanes in Boston is because we're on the ocean. The reason Florida gets hurricanes in hurricane season is because they're surrounded by the ocean. The reason that Charlestown, Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, Norfolk, Philadelphia, New York sometimes experience hurricanes is because they're on the ocean. And as you can see, eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina are not near the ocean whatsoever at all. So, what am I saying here? Well, I'm going to say that this storm was steered and manipulated exactly like Hurricane Helene in 1958 was. Oddly enough, this storm attained hurricane strength on September 26, and conditions became increasingly favorable for a tropical cyclone development. And guess where it landed? Yeah, same thing, same time, except in this storm, the military was experimenting by dropping dry ice in this to see if they could anger or control or steer the storm in a certain way. Well, that was back in 1958, and let me explain something to you right now. Times have changed, and technology has changed, and your government has been working on how to own the weather in 2025, you know, 2 months, my entire life. And this is the entire playbook. I've been passing this playbook around for time immemorial, and people just don't seem to care. I'll leave links to it below, but the government absolutely, without a doubt, can control the weather because it is the biggest weapon, because it gives them plausible deniability, because climate change, another absolute hoax. This, my friends, is climate change. It's the government using the weather to do their dirty work. Let me explain. I started out on YouTube over 14 years ago, and what I was doing was simply pointing a camera at the sky and asking if anybody else noticed anything. Good morning, YouTube. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. Logan Airport is right over there. And here's a fella laying down quite a thick chemtrail right now. Look at that, huh? Good stuff. And the best part about today is right over Boston, there's actually five jets doing coordinated skywriting. And this big fella right here is going to fly right through their field. Right through it. The weird thing is the skywriting, you can barely see it. It just keeps dissipating. Unlike this stuff, it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, look at that. Can you actually see the airplane flying about the same height as the chemtrailers? See, whatever the skywriters were using, they probably should have used this stuff that whomever is using, because it lasts and lasts and lasts for hours. So you get my point. I've been doing this a long time, and this is exactly how I started. I've been following every single solitary thing they've been doing, and they've been doing a lot. From Bill Gates wanting to dim the sun or spray in front of the sky to dim out the sun to save us from climate change, to the hundreds of patents that go back to 1891 that talk about messing, controlling, and screwing with the weather. Now, these are the same guys that can't balance the national debt. They can't even say a speech. They can't even do a debate for president. But these guys have been at this for a long, long time, and they're going to dim the sun and save us all. Well, let me tell you a secret. They have been dimming the sun. They have been dimming the sun. It's no secret, but they fight back against us. And on the mainstream news, they tell you things like this is simply condensation from an airplane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, sir, I beg to differ. Why would they want to use the weather in Asheville, North Carolina? What's so special about Asheville? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's the answer.
Weather manipulation, weather modification is not a conspiracy theory. They have told us time and time again, and by they, I am talking about the powers that be, but scientists, researchers, and so forth have told us time and time again they can manipulate the weather. They can create very powerful storms, monsters. The government has been manipulating the weather ever since the 1930s, if not before then, under such projects like Operation Storm Fury and Operation Cirrus. So it's definitely no secret. Going back to weather manipulation, we actually have something rather interesting when it comes to North Carolina Hurricane Helene and a particular agreement. Now, for those not aware, lithium batteries have been really making their rounds in the news lately. Here in the United States, where I'm from, certain items with lithium inside have been catching on fire. Then I believe there was a port that had cases of lithium, which also caught on fire. So, like I said, we have been really hearing a lot about lithium lately. You see, North Carolina has a lot of lithium deposits. Do you see where I'm going at here? There is a corporation that really wants these lithium deposits. That corporation is called Albemarle Corporation. Now, Albemarle is owned by both BlackRock and Vanguard. That shouldn't be very surprising because BlackRock and Vanguard have their hands in everything. So
speaking of BlackRock, here's a fun fact. Both of the people involved in allegedly trying to shoot Donald Trump were both tied to BlackRock. And I don't care what the mainstream media says, like this, MSN. No, they did not appear in BlackRock commercials. Are you sure? Because we, the internet detectives, the real news, the ones that these guys are consistently trying to silence forever, we found all of this. Just a fun fact. Both of the people involved in taking a shot or trying to take a shot at Donald Trump were both in two separate BlackRock ads. Just thought I'd throw that in there, okay? The same mainstream that is telling you that only a couple of hundred people are missing in Asheville, yeah, they lie about everything. They lie about telling you that the woman running for president is black when she's actually Indian and her family tree, everything just completely breaks down when it's scrutinized in any way. But the mainstream media is saying everything she says is solid gold. They lie. They're bought and paid for. But I digress. Back to
the reason why the Albemarle Corporation said they wanted these lithium deposits was to create lithium batteries for EVs, electronic vehicles. And you have to remember, electronic vehicles are very important to the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and so forth, when it comes to the 2030 agenda. Matter of fact, last month in September, the World Economic Forum and the United Nations met to speed up the 2030 agenda. So these lithium deposits in North Carolina, again, are very, very important to the powers that be and their agenda.
Be invited for the meeting when we meet for the 20th Fellow Loans Summit. You will use the app, like Uber. Can do it anymore to call some driver, but automatically guided car, a self-driven car, will come to your hotel or wherever you are, and will bring you to the airport. No, Los Angeles is one of the cities with the heaviest traffic, who told me in 2030, Los Angeles will be private car-driven free. This will allow to transform highways into parks and other public spheres.
2022, the Albemarle Merrill Corporation wanted to restart mining for lithium at a site along Interstate 85 in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, that was shut down back in the 1980s. But you see, there's a problem. That problem happens to be, and reading this article back on March 29, 2022, residents worry about keeping homes if lithium mining restarts in Kings Mountain. That is right. The same exact place that the Albemarle Corporation wants to start mining, well, there's homes, stores, and businesses near these deposits. Some of them are actually on top of these lithium deposits. Take, for example, a technical center along Raven Circle, which is still on the 800-acre plot of land that the Albemarle Corporation wants to dig under. Then there's this woman, Deborah Dixon, who told the news she had been told her family's home along Park Race Road is just outside of the proposed mining site, but not quite far enough away to be spared from its impact. So you don't even have to live inside the mining zone, but you'd be outside the mining zone and still face an impact. These residents were also worried of a potential buyout, and they would be offered much less than what their homes were worth. Back in 2022, homes sold in Cleveland County around $196,000, and that price was increasing. These community members, these residents, they gathered in protest. They had meetings. They said they definitely did not want to move. Buying a home is very difficult. There were even people who live farther out who also had questions about the impact of air and water quality. And when these questions were raised to the Albemarle Corporation, well, they had no response.
And they usually don't have a response because this is an age-old story where a big corporation wants to take over some area, blow the top off a mountain, and steal all the resources. And you also heard Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum saying that he already made a deal with California that there would be no private car ownership in 2030. Everything will be electronic. And this is what they do. This is exactly what they do. And oddly enough, this was on the cover of the Economist magazine. This magazine cover is a puzzle every single solitary year, and all of us look at it to see what's going on. And if you look at the cover of this magazine right here, you can clearly see many things, including the eclipses going on. You can see Donald Trump with a question mark, with a dove above him. And next to him, there's a woman. Well, I thought it was Joe Biden that was going to be running back in 2023 when this magazine cover was produced. Well, apparently not. The thing is The Economist magazine is used by Davos, the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove pals. They set the course and lay this out like a little fun game to keep the sheep busy. If you notice over here underneath 2024, you can see what looks like container ships right next to it with every single economic note, the dollar, the yen, etc., completely plummeting next to the ships. You know, like you'd find at a port, you know, like a port that's on strike right now that just claimed they were going to cripple the United States. Yeah, this stuff is always put right out there for us to see. But the story, using the weather to take a place out, it's strange that Maui got taken out and then suddenly nobody's, Oprah's neighborhood didn't get damaged, The Rock's neighborhood didn't get damaged, and Oprah swooped in and bought up a bunch of it. Now, if you Google that, it'll say, that's not true. But if you look into it, because this is your life, this is your country, this is our world, we the people. These people have actually turned into landlords and they treat us like we're renters. You know what I'm saying? And with the way they set up the tax structure, we are renters because you can never straight out own your home and just live free. It doesn't work like that anymore. But on that, I'll digress. Whatever happened to the company that wanted to steal all the lithium out of Asheville? They must have got washed away, correct? Nah.
to the mine. It's a dead end, it says. But you can see that there is no water. Well, there's water over here, but not on the road. Like, it's not flooding anywhere. No trees on power lines here. That's interesting. Private road. Okay, well, I don't want to go into the private road, but here is the mine, the entrance to where the Alberman...
So somehow, the Alberman mines, the entire neighborhood, everything associated with it, was left completely and utterly unscathed. I mean, that's just the grace of the lowercase g gods, it would appear. Because, of course, everything that they wanted to mine got completely and utterly decimated. Decimated. You can't fly over it. You can't fly drones over it. You can't go help people or you'll get arrested. And FEMA's not doing anything except threatening to arrest people that are flying in their own helicopters on their own dime. Do you know how much it costs to run a helicopter? It's not cheap. It makes driving your car across country look free. All they're doing is turning people away. Why would that be?
I can't even tell you how many families, even here outside of Charlotte, that are looking for their loved ones up in that area. No one knows anything.
If you go to certain platforms, there is picture after picture after picture of people that are missing and lost and people looking for their family members. And it is not okay.
There's no coordinated central location where that information is going. That's the thing.
Oh, they're saying just a couple hundred people on the news and social media. He looked at me and just his face kind of, head kind of drooped, and he started choking up. I put my hand on his back and said, "Buddy, we're doing all we can do." He said, "I've talked to people and they're pulling people out of houses by the hour. Just they couldn't get out. The water took them in, trapped them in, then the silt filled in. They're there. You go down through there, and there's just houses with big X's on them or check marks on them. I don't know what the X's mean. I don't want to know what the X's mean, but I'm open. The check mark means that they're good, that they're there's nobody in there. That, I mean, it's fucking horrible."
And
a formal press conference or something from either President Biden or Kamala Harris. I mean, how do you not say anything for 4 days? They've been stranded for 4 days, and this is the first we've heard from them at all. FEMA is not on the ground there.
Do you have any faith in the federal response here?
No.
So first of all,
all of the relief efforts that have been going on have been by civilians, civilian airplanes, civilian helicopters, civilian rescue vehicles, civilian tractors and dozers, and any kind of rescue and relief has all been done by civilians.
On Saturday,
TEMA, I'm guessing that's FEMA for Tennessee. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's supposed to be the disaster relief people, but they were like, "Do not donate your time. We don't want you to donate time unless we ask for you. And we don't want you to donate stuff to other people. You need to just donate money and stuff to us and get your instructions from us and listen to us." What?
And was telling people to just give cash donations, which a lot of people are saying, if you know what that's about, they put it into a fund. It doesn't necessarily go where you think it's supposed to.
So donate to our local churches because they will make sure that the people that are need it will get it.
And people were saying this woman was making it up and it didn't sound true. But then I found the post from TEMA. They did say that. It's right there.
I was floored yesterday by how my community, which is a little over an hour away from the affected areas, showed up at donation sites with water and diapers and formula and some liquid IV. I mean, y'all brought all kind of things, bleach, vinegar. you are ready to help, and we're going to take more donations today, and we're so grateful for everything, because I'm going to get it into the hands of actual volunteers. And I was asking people, like, why are you bringing it to me? Some of y'all don't even know me. And they said, well, we don't trust the relief organizations anymore. Y'all, we have lost our organizations to grifters. We have lost our organizations to liars.
We pulled up to two different locations. We asked some sheriffs. We asked some other fire departments. They're all leading us to the command post, which is FEMA. They're not going to allow us to do anything.
The people are trying to help the people, and they're being turned away.
There are even stories coming out that people are being threatened with arrest. There was a civilian helicopter pilot who was going in on his own accord and pulling people out because people were writing to him to please come help them because he had posted on social media. And he claimed that he was threatened with arrest.
Multiple phone calls I've received like this, voicemails, text messages, and you could hear people desperate for help.
Stidham spotted an older couple waiting for help, then landed in what's left of their driveway.
I originally left my son.
Gave me instructions to come talk to you guys that you guys have already gotten ample amount of time. That, I don't know what she told you. I'm giving you guys a warning. That's it. Just please back up for me. That's literally it.
Do you see us trying to get our stuff?
I got you. I don't know what you guys have been doing. Again, this is...
I did.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Again, I don't know what you guys have been doing. I'm just giving you guys a warning that we're trying to get people to move. So if I have to come back out over here, like, I don't know, like, you, the jail is processing, all right? That's it. That's the last
report. So you're going to take us to jail.
Come here. Look, I'm not taking you to jail.
You're threatening to take me to jail for trying to get our stuff off our property.
All right, well, as long as you give me the warning, go ahead and go out to the park, and if we need to get another officer out here once you get to the message, then we'll deal with it then.
You heard? You heard?
Yeah, I heard her.
So you can be upset all you want. I'm giving you guys a warning. I get it. You guys upset? I'm giving you guys a warning that if they have to come back out here, they probably have to escalate.
I guess they
got to
escalate then.
Okay.
Because we're trying to get our shit.
We got Governor DeSantis of Florida, whose state got hit, sending extra stuff from Florida.
You know, Florida, we haven't handled. We got approved for the individual assistance things we've wanted. We have what we need. I think most of the effort should be in Western North Carolina right now.
And people are saying the governor of Florida is doing more for them in Tennessee than their own governor is.
Actually, the American people are the ones who are leading the efforts. And so you can see now that there's a tremendous amount of people that's just stepped up. I've heard from others who said that they haven't heard or seen FEMA.
And there are...
When I tell y'all I'm super frustrated at the moment is not a lie. For the past 48 hours, I had planned to go to East Tennessee, you know, Irwin, Newport, and all that tomorrow. And then I get a phone call and an email where we're being told to stand down. I've had emails where I've had a woman named Laura ask for help. Her brother got swept away. They have a video of him being swept away. And she's just asking for help to get him. And yet we're being told to stand down. Heard from these two people about how he went to take generators and supplies there and he was turned down. The water, food, stuff like that, turned down. Why? You have people that really need things, and I get it. It's such a disarray. I understand this was all so fast, but at the end of the day, man, putting a halt to everything while there's people's lives at stake that are sitting out there somewhere that don't have anything, that may be trapped, may be hurt, and you're asking people to stand down that have the capabilities to help somebody, it doesn't make sense to me.
We're trying to figure out why we can't get there. The only way there is through air. Roads are destroyed. There's landslides, mudslides everywhere. Safest way and the only way we can get there is by flight. Not that many helicopters. Like, I think right now we have like 10, but you got to think how many people are missing. And there's certain things I cannot say just because, but take that into account. There's a lot of people missing and it's day, I think, 4 or 5. I have sleep deprivation. I can't think. But it's been a couple of days. People were without food and without water. I think you can only go 2 days without water. And that is if you were healthy.
So what I'm saying sounds like a great big conspiracy theory. But let me ask you something. Why is it that the government won't send National Guard in Tennessee to Tennessee, but they had no problem on the same day of the storm hitting, sending more than 700 soldiers over to Kuwait to get ready to help Israel? They have no problem sending $8 billion over to the Ukraine. They have no problem sending troops and never-ending money over to Israel. They have no problem sending money of yours anywhere except to you. And when you need help, they don't show up. And if you start helping each other, they start threatening to arrest you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that utterly amazing? I got to tell you this. There won't be an election this year. I'm just putting that out there. There will not be an election. Some events will circumvent all of this. And I'm not the only one thinking that, because Lawmakers, for whatever reason, decided 30 days before an election that they suddenly had to pass a 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America in case there was a mass casualty event that killed off half of Congress. And this would allow them, instead of having special elections like we've always done under the Constitution in the United States of America, they can just simply replace half of Congress on a whim with no voting, and it's none of your business. This isn't a conspiracy theory. These are just never-ending conspiracies. I thought when the pandemic showed up and so many theories were proven to be facts, people would get it by now. This is frighteningly real, and they're using this to completely and utterly decimate the United States of America. This has been around. This, what I'm showing you right now, owning the weather, using the weather as a weapon, has been around for a long, long time. And the only reason it wasn't so urgent is because they wanted to own it by 2025. Well, it would appear their task is accomplished. I got to give credit to TruthStream Media, because not only did they compile a lot of things and get this out to a lot of people like you're supposed to, but they also included a huge list of resources, like the Citizens Emergency Resource Map, Facebook Missing People Group, because there are thousands of people missing, and the news isn't even talking about it. There are no boots on the ground, other than the boots on the ground are the people that live there, and they're literally having to fight the authorities to save their neighbor. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying here? Donations can go to Samaritan's Purse, the United Cajun Navy, Grindstone Ministries, the Y'all Squad, the 118th, Operation Airdrop, and Mountain Mule Packer Ranch. If you send your money to the Red Cross, these people will never see it. If you send your money to FEMA, these people will never see it. When I went to West Virginia to help people in a very similar situation back in the day, we saw FEMA on the ground. We saw the Red Cross on the ground doing absolutely nothing. A few YouTubers with a couple of pickup trucks and some trailers did thousands of times more than those guys did the entire time. That's all I'm going to say. Links will be in the description box below. If you don't know what the description box is, under the video, you see this? That's the description box. And you see what I'm saying? The links to everything will be below. Richie from Boston, and I'm out.